Hello again, truckers. It's time for the second part of Exploration, Tips and Tricks with me, Commander Chicks. Last week, we looked at ships and where to go. This week, I'm going to talk about which systems and planets yield the most exploration credits. But always, remember to enjoy the view. Have you been missing out on 70% of your exploration cash? Do you want to know how to earn up to 20 million credits an hour by just simply exploring? Well, just keep listening for the next few minutes and follow these simple tips for exploration excess. It's more likely that you'll find high-value planets, and more on those in a moment, around the Goldilocks stars. By this I mean those stars that aren't too hot, nor are they too cold, but, just like the porridge from that childhood story of housebreaking and brazen theft, are just about right. This isn't to say that you'll never find an Earth-like around a neutron star. You will. It's just that it's much less likely, and this, after all, is an exercise of probabilities. Class B and O stars, in typical starlet fashion, are too young, too hot, and hence too disappointing, so don't bother with them. The Goldilocks stars are classes F, G, and K, so it's best to stick to these classes if you're after exploration credits. Our own Sun is a G-type star, G2V to be precise, and its spawn does, but it isn't all bad. An extra bonus from sticking to these three star types is that they are all fuel scoopable. Set your star class filter in the galaxy map, the fourth tab, to any combination of F, G and K, and never worry again about running out of fuel, no matter how far you meander into the black. It's time to cut up your fuel rat loyalty card. If you find that there are too many systems in your gal map, change your filter to F and G or even just F types for the highest probability of finding those valuable planets. So let's talk about high-value planets. Well, it's easy, isn't it? It's all about probing the anal region. I beg your pardon, I hear you say. Well, I don't know who put the anal into analysis, but on the full spectrum scanner, the highest value planets sit in the middle of the scanner, just above the anal of the word analysis. But, and it's a big but, whilst you'll find shiny blue balls are fine, there are much better ways to financial gratification. The key to loads of money is whether the body is terraformable. What does terraformable mean? Well, it means climate change, but in a good way. So let's leave behind the bum jokes and crackle. Once you have completed your full spectrum scan, look in the system map at all those stars and planets. Open the second tab, yes, that one, the one that looks like a list. Hover the circular search cursor over the planet, and if you see the words candidate for terraforming in the left-hand description, you're in the money. But it's just a poxy, boring, high-metal content planet, you might think. Yeah, that's the point. Where there's rock, there's brass, or something like that. In the system map, make a mental note of which planets are terraformable, head off to map them, and just ignore the rest. Whilst it might be true that Earth-like worlds are the holy grail of exploration, they are extraordinarily rare. Finding one might give you a smug, warm, fuzzy feeling about the new horizons, and the continued existence of the human race, if, of course, you think that's a good thing, but it doesn't bring home the bacon. And if most truckers can agree on one thing, it's that bacon is a good thing. On average, as you go about your exploration business, you'll find 12 water worlds for each Earth-like, and you'll have found one, and a bit, ammonia worlds for every Earth-like too. Typical base values for Earth-likes are 2.4 million credits and 1.8 for water worlds, but here's the shocker. You'll have found over 200 high metal contact worlds for each Earth-like. Whilst most of them are just rocks, a good proportion of these planets are terraformable, and they are worth up to 1.5 million credits each. So what does all this quantity over quality mean? Well, put simply, 70% of your exploration cash will come from high metal content planets, 25% from water worlds, but due to their rarity, only 3% from Earth-likes and a paltry 2% from ammonia worlds. Following this method will make you an average of around 20 million credits an hour and around 1.5 million credits per jump on average. Have you really been ignoring 70% of your exploration cash? If you found that you were now nodding, groaning in lament, and hearing the slow metallic tinkle of a dropping penny, leave forward in your flight seat and bang your head on your display scanner now. No, harder than that. No, much harder. That's it. Well done. Now wipe the blood off the scanner. Next week, listening with me, Commander Chicks, to hear about exploration bonuses, how they boost your credits with no extra effort, and discover fun and interesting ways to die in space and lose all your data. For the mark.